Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode of the WDW Review Podcast. Today, I am your host, Pete Ponacorvo, and with me, as always, is Chris Malik. And you're finding us on a guy's night in. No Laura today. She had something come, or she had some plans we weren't going to record. And then things changed. She still had her plans, but we're going to record anyway. So, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, Pete. And it's all my fault. I'm so sorry. So, yeah, no, it was my call earlier to cancel the recording, and then I did an about-face, so you're missing the dulcet sounds of Laura Fitzpatrick's voice right now. But that's okay. We got the guys' night, and we've got something pretty important to talk about, so I'm excited.
So, I know I already kind of gave you a heads up on this, but here's the opening question for the week. I know we're going to be discussing the Disney After Hours separate standalone ticket at $150 per person that was just announced. I've got a couple other things you can do while you're down at Disney that are additional charges, and I want to see what you think is the best value of the group. You ready?
Shoot.
All right. So, we have the Epcot Adventures Aqua Tour, which is a 2.5-hour-long program that includes 30 minutes of snorkeling in the main tank at the Living Seas with Epcot, or with Nemo and Friends. That is $145 per person. So you're pretty close on time there. You're pretty close on money.
Okay.
Next one is the Backstage Magic Tour. $255 per person, so it's a bit more expensive, but it's also a 7-hour guided tour throughout the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Keys to the Magic Kingdom tour, which is a bit shorter at 5 hours long, but only $79 per person.
Okay.
You have the Dolphins in Depth at Epcot Living Seas with Nemo and Friends, which is another 3-hour long program, including 30 minutes in the water with the dolphins at $199 per person.
Okay.
Or the big one, which I think you and I both agree would be the best value, one night at Caribbean Beach Resort for up to 5 guests, $183.
Per night.
Per night.
Holy cow. So, put it in that point of reference, you could take your family of 5 to the 3-hour event afterwards at $150 a person, or you can keep your family of 5 at the Caribbean Beach for roughly 4 more nights on vacation at that point. Holy.
Yeah.
Pretty close to it, huh? Holy cow. So, well, I hope it works for them. So, and I'm glad you brought that up, man. That's a great eye-opener.
4 nights at Caribbean Beach is actually less expensive than 1 night of 5 people going to Disney After Hours. You'll save yourself $18.
Well, are you including the tax, Pete, and everything, all that Florida, you know, the travel taxes and all that good stuff?
No. This is just the room rate. I'm not including any taxes or anything like that, so.
Holy cow. Well, I guess it's an eye-opener, and I guess it's, I hope it sells, but that's the point of our show today, guys, is we wanted to talk about the After Hours event a little more in-depth. So I know you were looking at it, Pete, and so was I. I actually went earlier today, and I printed out right from the Disney Parks blog. They had a link to Disney.com's website, and they talked about the Disney After Hours event. So I printed it up, and I just wanted to read directly from the page. So again, I'm going to give credit to the Disney Parks blog and Disney.com for this, but if I could read from it, it says, by purchasing a ticket to the Disney After Hours, you can make the most of a truly magical occasion when the Magic Kingdom Park lets you in for the last few hours of the day and then stays open for 3 extra hours at night just for the guests of the event. So you were asking me earlier, buddy, what was included, right? You were saying that, what rides are included?
Yeah.
All right, so this is your chance to fit in even more theme park fun, all the while enjoying many of our most popular attractions and character greetings around, such as Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, Disney Princess Greetings at Princess Fairy Tale Hall, Peter Pan's Flight, Seven Dwarves Mine Train, Space Mountain, and The Mysterious, and much, much more. So, I'm not quite sure what the much, much more means. Does that mean the entire park? Does that mean limited attractions? Only some of the attractions? I'm not quite sure right now what that means. What do you think? Do you think it? I mean, it has to mean more than just these five attractions.
I'd hope so, especially for that kind of money.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't hear a couple of ones that to me would be absolute must-haves on the list. You know, Mansion, Pirates.
Yeah, that's interesting. They would swap in things like Peter Pan's Flight and Space Mountain. Well, I guess then again, there'd be an argument for those that are must-haves as well, too. So that's not all that you get, though, Pete. So I want to talk about what else they're going to include for $149 per person. So you're a big eater. I know you are. I've seen your Facebook posts. Great suggestion, I guess, huh? The other day was...
Yeah.
Was sushi good?
Yeah, it was. It was outstanding.
Awesome. So you don't get sushi here. There's no sushi involved here, Pete.
Yeah.
Instead,
I'm out.
What I'm going to offer you... You're out, exactly. I'm going to offer you, in the midst of your laughs and thrills, be sure to check out with ice cream novelties and select bottled beverages included with the cost of admission available at cart station throughout the park. In addition, you can also purchase... That's right, I said, you can also purchase select menu items at Casey's Corner and Starbucks Coffee and specialty beverages from the Main Street Bakery. Remember, admission is limited to only a select number of guests, so be sure to purchase your tickets today. So, you get to have Mickey bars and Dasani waters, and I know that's coming across as sarcastic, but that looks like what the extent would be. I know there'd be more ice cream than that, but select beverages and ice cream novelties. How's that working for you?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I love Disney and everything, but I can't even eat $150 worth of Mickey Premium bars.
I don't know if you could.
And if I could, I wouldn't be riding anything, that's for sure.
That's for sure. So, I guess what my fear is, do you think, Pete, this is going to be a early, I guess you would say, kind of like a baby step towards, or I guess it's a big step, towards removing the extra magic hours in the evening? Is they're testing whether they can sell it as opposed to give it away?
I sure hope not. Because I can almost guarantee I wouldn't be taking part in this. I mean, well, I can't say that. If the situation was just right and I really needed to try to get in as much as I could because I was there for a real short trip or something like that, okay, maybe. But if it's like a week-long vacation, I don't need just be for my wife and I don't need to spend an extra $300. You know, mm-hmm. that's a night at Caribbean Beach, and, you know, for $400, I can throw in an extra night at Caribbean Beach and two resort tickets, or two park tickets for, you know, one for each of us.
Who do you think their target audience is for this? Because it can't be families at this point. This wouldn't be... I get the ice cream bars and the bottled beverages, but again, it's at nighttime. So even the picture on the Disney Parks blog, it shows a young man and a young woman. They're probably late 20s at this point. So is that their target audience? Because families aren't necessarily awake at this time of the day, but I'm trying to ascertain who is the target audience for this promotion.
I think they're targeting people like me and my wife, or maybe, you know, the convention goers that don't have the ability to be there during the day. You know, and they know they're just going to put it back on their expensive report or whatever, and, you know, they're not going to care.
That's a valid point, because I was thinking, you know, Disney's largest target audience, it would seem, would be families. And I just can't imagine it. I have five. I couldn't imagine spending that kind of money. So we're talking over $700 for just my family of five, not including potentially the $114 ticket, which, by the way, the $114 highest price in the tier would get me potentially like 12 or 13 hours of theme park at Magic Kingdom as opposed to three late at night. You know?
124.
124, I'm sorry.
But I'm even sorry. Still, that's, yeah, you know, 10 to 12 hours at 124, you're at $10 to $12 per hour. This is $50 an hour.
Yeah. Yikes. So, okay. Well, let's think of a way. You know, I tell my employees at work, you know, bring me a solution to the problem. I don't necessarily just want to hear the problem. So let's figure out a solution for this. So let's put on our amateur Imagineer hats. And how can we add value to this at the cost of $149 per night? What would we do besides ice cream bars and Dasani's and Powerades to make this not necessarily a value, but make this more appealing to a wider mass? What would you do? How could we do this?
I'd have to get something else. I mean, you know, whether it's, you know, you and I discussed earlier, what about doing like a food and wine style, like, track along the park where some of the different restaurants put out, you know, what they're known for, but in bite size or slider sized, you know, portions.
Yeah.
You know, I know you and I are both, well, your kids and I are all pin collectors. You know, maybe a commemorative pin or lanyard or, you know, a magic band, special magic band for the event or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Maybe. Something kind of exclusive, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm going to have to, I'd have to get something for, you know, a meal or, you know, something.
You know what? And it makes a great point because after you go behind the you know, both the tours at the Magic Kingdom, there is something exclusive to that. You do have a pin or something along those lines, a button that you receive. It's small. It's a bauble. I get it. But it's something exclusive that you would have only received after taking that tour. Here, for $150, you're really getting nothing exclusive other than the opportunity at nighttime. Because we can ride those same rides during the day, and we could certainly purchase those same ice cream bars during the day. At least the opportunity to have something like a bite-sized sample of, like, you know, the waffle sandwich, and a bite-sized sample of the hummus, the vegetable hummus sandwich, you know, the White House sandwich over at Columbia Harbor House. That would at least make it a little more appealing that I know I can go and I could kind of graze on food for 3 hours and ride what I want. And it's something I couldn't otherwise get. Here, they're offering stuff, frankly, I could otherwise get, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, Pete, I know I get up really early in the morning sometimes, and I know you do as well. So let's assume that we're both morning people. Would that be a safe assumption?
Sure. We'll go with it for now.
That's not so confident. You're not a morning person, Pete?
You don't want to cross me until I've had some caffeine, but I'll get up when I have to get up.
Okay, so let's say you were a morning person, all right? Let's pretend. You and I, okay, this is going down a strange road, but you and your wife are on vacation, my family and I are on vacation, and we decide we're going to go and blitz the parks early. There's something been leaked. There's been a story, and it's on Kenny the Pirate. And it kind of deals with the same topic. There is a early morning magic in Fantasyland. And again, I found the story on Kenny the Pirate, so I printed the story, and I'm giving full credit to him for that. Tell me if you think this is a better value, okay? And I know we really haven't talked about this, so I just want to explore this with you. And I'm going to read right from the Kenny the Pirate site. So, rising along with the sun on select mornings, Disney early morning magic gives you the chance to be among the first to enter the Magic Kingdom Park and experience a trio of Fantasyland attractions, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Seven Dwarves Mine Train, and Peter Pan's Flight. Plus, in addition to the early morning fun, you get your fill of a fantastic breakfast at Pinocchio Village House, featuring the standard breakfast items, such scrumptious breakfast fare as juice, coffee, and tea, fruits and berries, pastries, meats, scrambled eggs, frittata, bacon, sausages, potatoes, onions, and Mickey waffles. You have to purchase the park ticket separate, obvious, but it gets you in a little early to ride these three attractions and have a breakfast. Would you speculate on the cost of it, Pete? Could you run a guess on what that would cost you?
Well, first of all, how long is the breakfast good for?
The breakfast starts at, it looks like, about an hour and a half. It looks like from 8:30 until 10 o'clock at the Pinocchio Village House. Starting at 7:45, however, you could go into Fantasyland to ride these three attractions. And then breakfast is served, like I said, through 10. But at 9 o'clock on these specific days, the park would open, so you'd have regular guests, but you'd be the only person in the Village House from 9 to 10 kind of eating breakfast at that point.
Okay, so I've got about 45 minutes for the three attractions and then an hour and a half to eat.
It looks like if you hustled starting at 7:45, you could get about an hour, maybe hour and 15 minutes tops, and then about an hour to eat. So it's 2 hours and 15 minutes total of time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
what do you think? How much would it cost you?
Well, let's see. Crystal Palace is around $50 a person for an adult, right? Give or take?
You know, yeah, give or take. I couldn't say it was 50, but it's probably very close. It might be in the 40 to 50 range.
Okay. And then,
even if it's not, think of Cinderella's Royal Table as a more, you know,
right,
close,
okay,
comp. So
I'm going to go, based on the Disney After Hours ticket, we'll say $100.
Yeah, no, see, actually, this is a value, or at least what I perceive to be a value. That's what I would think, too. So, again, this is nothing confirmed. This is all just a leaked rumor on Kenny the Pirate, so the show could be completely out of date or completely false really quickly. It looks like it's $69 per adult and $49 per child, and then you add some taxes to that. So, for $70, you'd get yourself a breakfast buffet, and you'd have the opportunity to ride three of the more in-demand attractions at the Magic Kingdom for a good hour. What do you think about that? Is that a more affordable option for you?
Definitely.
I think so, too.
I mean, it's the fact that they've added that breakfast buffet in there is a huge difference.
Yeah. So this offers you, for $69, you're looking at 2 hours and 15 minutes. You do the math per hour, or $150 for 3 hours not getting a meal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is clear the target audience is a family.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, as a dad, you know, I almost see the value in this. This is okay with me. I like this. And I would pay, because if you don't got a fast pass to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train,
yeah,
good luck. You know, 3 hours or 4 hours, good luck. So what do you think? Would you do something like this? As a guy without children right now, would you pay for that, potentially?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy Peter Pan as much as the next guy.
How about the mine ride?
I haven't been there at a point where it's been open yet.
Okay.
Last time I was there, it wasn't up and running yet.
Okay,
but,
okay.
Definitely. I mean, it's on my list. It's a must. It's one of Stacy's must-dos as far as I'm concerned for my next trip, so.
She wouldn't lie to us, would she?
I doubt it.
So, yeah, I actually see this as a better value and not nearly as critical of this. This is actually something that I actually could see the value in, especially because the meal comes along with it. That's the problem with the other one. I know it's late. It doesn't work with a meal as far as timing, but golly geez, for $150, you're going to get ice cream bars and waters, you know?
Yeah.
I know there's more, but wow, you know?
Yeah, I got to get something more than that for $150.
Right?
You know, and you know, saying the morning one's geared towards families, the morning one, they're listing a children's price.
Oh, you're so right.
I think the other one, they just said it's $150 per person.
You're right. The kids' price on this one is actually $49. Good point. So I guess that's clear who the target audience is at that point. I probably should have paid a little closer attention. It isn't the family at this point. It is the It's the married couple without kids, or the married couple, or not married couple, just the 21 to 35-year-old, you know,
yeah,
at that point. Okay,
or, you
I
know,
get that.
The conventioneer that's there by himself and wants to get a little bit of park time in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, with those two things, Pete, you know, I know we wanted to make it an early show today or a shorter show today, but I thought it was so worthwhile to discuss this because it seems like that's the giant buzz right now is raising prices on things that we would have otherwise received for free to kind of cover some of the losses or cover some of the unexpected expenses from Shanghai Disney. Things like this is a way to generate revenue. Things like the premium parking. Have you heard about the premium parking yet, Pete, where they're charging $15 extra?
Yeah, I'm just happy I don't need to deal with that.
Yeah.
I'm strictly a Disney Parks transportation rider when I'm there.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we're probably on the same boat where the morning one, we give the thumbs up. But the afterwards one, in terms of value, I don't know, pretty hard to see the value in that, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, even with me being a night owl, I mean, staying up late, I'm fine with. My body's used to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm to pay that much money and not really know what you're getting for it as far as attractions, and then to not, you know, to not really get anything else other than some ice cream and, you know, bottles of pop and water or whatever. To me, it's just not there.
Yeah, stuff we could buy and have otherwise. Nothing exclusive to the event.
Especially if you're on the dining plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking snack credits. You know, the thing that most people have umpteen left at the end of their trip.
You're so right. People just throw them away at the end of their trip. They can't get enough stuff to take home with them. You're right. Huh. Okay. Well, Pete, you know, I want to wrap this up, but if anyone wants to contact you or contact me for the show, how would they get a hold of you?
To get a hold of me, they can drop me a line on Twitter. I'm at Magic Mouse Medic. You can find me on Facebook. Just search for my name. And I'm checking in on the Instagram every once in a while. Again, Magic Mouse Medic. And then, as always, we're available at Facebook at the WWView.
It's awesome. If you want to contact me on Twitter, I'm at Disney Chicago. On Facebook, you can search my name, Chris Malik, on Facebook. And again, the WWView Facebook page. And before I go, I wanted to thank everybody. Everyone has been so supportive. The Disney community has been just great. And it's not like we ever did this show with the intent that people were going to give us feedback or we needed to look at our numbers. But our numbers, you know, every show, it grows and it grows. And it's been so great to see you guys download and listen to the show, and so much fun to interact with you guys. We truly appreciate it. We appreciate you choosing to spend just a little bit of time with us. We know there's a lot of great shows, and you know we're never going to bash another show. We support them, and we hope they support us, but we appreciate you picking us, at least for a little bit of time. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. With that being said, for my buddy Pete, for myself, everyone, have a great day. Thanks again.
See you, everybody.